Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to go live. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, will not be joining us tonight, but I will surely represent her well, as she always represents me when I'm not here. Veronica McMillan is with the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she is all about helping nonprofits move forward in all their endeavors. This is your first time tuning in. Thank you so very much to tuning in to the show. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We couldn't do this show without you. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So thank you again for tuning in to the show. I'm excited to be with you. It has been a rainy, rainy day in Hampton Roads, Virginia. I hope that you're all safe if you live in this area. And wherever you are, please be safe. Please continue to wear your mask. Today was dark and gloomy, but you know what? We need rain sometimes. And when there's rain, there's always something that's going to grow from that. Something new and exciting is going to happen. And today in Hampton Roads, we had a double rainbow. So I am looking forward to whatever the future holds for me. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about some things that are happening in our area. On December the 5th, Veronica McMillan is going to be having her Queens for a Day program. And it's going to be at HP Music in the beautiful city of Chesapeake, at Chesapeake Square Mall. Now, they might call that Portsmouth, as I recall, but it's Chesapeake Square Mall, and the ladies are going to be crowned. They're going to be in evening attire. They're going to get lovely gifts, and the Micro Nonprofit Network is sponsoring this to let the ladies know who otherwise would not be recognized, that we see them, that we are proud of them, and we want to empower them. We have been collecting things for the bags, and it has been just awesome. And we've also gotten donations from other organizations, and we'll announce them as it comes closer to the end, to December, to the end of when the program's actually going to start. So I don't want to start calling names because I don't want to forget anybody, but I do want to thank everyone who is supporting this endeavor, and we appreciate it so, so much. We're looking forward to having a high time at HP Music in Chesapeake Square Mall on December the 5th. If you're interested in donating anything to the women's program, please let us know, and you can call Veronica or myself, and my telephone number is 757-567-6734, and you can reach Veronica through the Micro Nonprofit Network, or you can go to her Facebook page and reach her there as well. We are so excited about this program, and it is going to be an awesome, awesome time. Next, we want to dive into some information that I want to share with you. In case you don't know, we have a local program as well on WGPL every Wednesday morning from 11:30 to 11:45. I host a program called Finances with Francine and Friends. On that program, we actually get to talk about finances and some of the things that you can do to help you as we transition to the end of this year. So I thought that would be a great segment for us to continue tonight here on Issues Concerning Women. We are all concerned about our budgets. We are all concerned about how we're going to make it in this ever-changing economy, what it's going to look like for us as we move forward to the end of 2020. I'm not rushing 2020 because I know that each day brings something new when the sun rises and when the sun sets. But I am looking forward to progressing. I am looking forward to transitioning. I am looking forward to those who want to make a difference in their lives. It is so important for us to recognize our financial situations, whether that be we're doing well and thriving in COVID-19, or whether we're unemployed and really not knowing where our next dollar is going to come from. But it is equally important to know how to achieve financial freedom. So no matter which of the two categories you fit in, or maybe you even fit into a third category where you're working part-time and you're just not making enough money, ends meet. Financial freedom manifests itself in every aspect of our lives. Relief from worry, intention about overdue bills, a clear, concise before and after when we're looking at what we're doing, and an absolute assurance that we have some control over our situation and over our finances. Each and every month, I teach a class for the City of Virginia Beach called Bank On. And in those classes, I get the opportunity to share some great tips with my students. I also get to coach some of those students to help them to transition into an area of financial freedom. This is not easy for a lot of folks. One reason why is because we've never been taught to do it. Last week on the show, I introduced a program that I'm going to be doing for our young people in high school. It's all about finance. And that program is going to be teaching them the fundamentals of money management, teaching them about budgets, and so that they can help their families as well. Sometimes we cannot reach the parents, but if we can educate our young people, and the younger we start educating them, teaching them about savings, teaching them about budgeting, teaching them about protecting their assets, they will carry that into their adulthood, and they will also enlighten their parents and family and friends about the things that they've learned. So we're going to have a financial academy. Veronica, while I'm speaking about academies, she's going to be doing a law academy for our young people. And as you might remember, a couple of months back, we did a program with police officers and our young people. And that, from that Beyond the March program, it took segue right into the law academy and then into the finance academy. We want to be able to do more than just march. And I want to say this to everyone who is listening. I thank you so very much if you were able to get out and vote. And I know that all of my listening audience did. I don't even have a question about whether you did or not. Thank you so very much, because it takes all of us to join together if we want to make change. We've been talking about this and talking about this. Veronica and I come on every week, and we give you concise information about doing something different. We bring to the forefront the things that are not being talked about in our communities. And it's so important for us to keep that going. We can't stop now. The votes are still being counted, as you know. Changes will probably be tried to be made, but we're going to be prayerful that everything will go the way that it is supposed to go, and that no harm will come to those who are trying to be upright and honest and do the right thing for our community. So that being said, and I know this is a lot because it's a lot to go over tonight, but I just want you to really be thinking about how you can help as an individual, or if you have groups or organizations that you're a part of, how can you help to make sure that we are doing what we need to do as a community. We did vote, yes. And I know I'm off message, but I had to say this. But it doesn't stop there. The votes are in. They're still being counted, but there's still work to be done. So if you're interested in joining an organization, I firmly, firmly believe in doing that. Research the organizations, find out what they're doing to help the community, and then lend your voice there as well. Again, I wanted to say thank you so very much for everyone who went to vote, whether it was mail-in, walk-in, however you did it. Thank you so very much. I really, really appreciate what you've done, and I commend each and every one of you. So now getting back to the financial freedom piece. I'm talking about, if you just tuned in, I'm talking about having financial freedom. For some, it does not even seem possible. We need to, as a community, look at where we are. We cannot change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But today, we can do something different. Where do you want to be at the end of 2020? Do you want to be in debt? Or do you in lack, or would you like to be prospering? And that looks different for everyone. So what I'm talking about is not a cookie-cutter formula for any particular person or group or family. But look at where your lives are. This is not to say that our lives will be totally void of any difficulties in the area of finances if we can put some strategies into place. I teach about money all day, every day. I teach about protecting your assets. I teach about doing things today that will make a difference in our lives tomorrow. God does not promise to remove every difficulty, but no matter what circumstances are encountered, God does promise a few things to us. God keeps his word, so whatever he promised you is going to be there for you, and he also promises peace. When we manage our finances and incorporate the wisdom that has been bestowed upon us, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what we're going through, we have nothing to worry about if we are following the master's plan. It is his wisdom where we are seeking. We're still human beings, and we're subject to making mistakes at any moment. Even when we understand the principles of money, it is possible to step out of line and to step out of the will of God. And I know we don't talk about this a lot, but you have to really realize that all of the things that I just said go hand in hand. What is your life looking like right now? Where are you in looking at your finances? Where are you thinking about where you're going to be at the end of 2020? Are you thinking about you're going to make some changes now or you're going to wait? Still human beings, and I said it before, I say it again, we will make mistakes at any moment. But when we understand the system, how money works, and the principles, it is possible for us to do so much better. It's not going to happen all at once. It's a process, and it takes time. We all have, at some point in our lives, thought about our money emotionally. How does it make you feel when you have money? You're up. You're upbeat. You can do some things. How do you feel when you don't have money? You're tense. You have anxiety. You're not sure what the next thing is going to be. You're worried. And I don't want you to be that way. I want you to have no fear. But I also want you to be honest with yourself. And as soon as we admit that we have had errors in judgment and take control of our finances, the sooner we can get back to being on the right track. I know this may not be for everyone that is listening to the show tonight, but that's okay, because I came to just share about three things with you about something that you can do to make some life-changing decisions in your life. If you would like more information about what I'm talking about tonight, please give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my email address at icwdirector@gmail.com, and then you'll be able to get in touch with me, or you can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you would like to get in touch with Veronica McMillan, you can find her on Facebook, or you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Please get in contact with either one of us. In our society, there are some who have found financial freedom, but I have never met a person who had true freedom from worry, anxiety, tension, harassment, and bitterness about money. At some point in time, again, it's going to come up. Once someone experiences and lives in financial freedom, meaning freedom from bondage of debt, freedom from oppression of others, freedom from envy and covetousness or greed, and freedom from resentfulness, that person shines like a beacon of light. Would you like to be that person? So I hope you have your pencils and paper ready. So I want to give you a few tips, some things that you can do, and some steps that you can take to move the needle towards that financial freedom. How can we achieve financial freedom? What must we do according to God's plan for us? The first thing you have to do is you must transfer ownership from you, the way that you think, to the way that God has set up the plan for you. And you can do that. And again, if you don't know how, you can call me and we can discuss that. This means that you're going to take the time to sit down. If you're single, you're going to do it alone, or maybe get a friend to work with you. If you have a family, you're going to sit down with your family. You're going to go over everything that you possess. You're going to talk about your education. You're going to talk about your earning potential for the future. You're going to talk about the monies coming in and how they will be spent. And you're going to talk about the essentials and the experience that is going to afford you when you enter into the area of financial freedom. We must realize that there is absolutely no substitute for this step. This is the first step into finding financial freedom, setting that budget, making sure you know where everything is coming in and everything is going out. You've heard the old story, money is like sand in my hands. I get money and it just drains away. I myself still experience this, but lately what I've been praying about and meditating about is that my ability to help others, even in the pandemic. And if you do all the things that you're supposed to do, then you'll be able to do that. The one thing that I share with every class, and I'm sure if you've listened to me over any period of time, is I talk about paying yourself first. You have no problem paying your bills. You have no problem paying your tithes. But why do you have a problem with paying yourself first? That means out of every dollar that you get, you should be getting 10%, 10 cents, 10% of that dollar. You should be getting 10 cents of that dollar. Put it away for savings. Of course, if you do that, if you take 10% for yourself, 10% for the church, the other 80%, God will make a way for you to make it. And if you don't believe me, try it. At first, it may not make sense to you, but if you continue to do it and get on that path to financial freedom, you will see that you have more than enough to do what you need to do if you are living within your means. Now, if there are other underlying issues that you need to address, then, of course, you can talk to somebody about that, which is no problem at all. We have free workshops and seminars every week that can help you with that. You may not want to talk to me personally, but you may want to just get some pointers on how you can continue to walk by faith and walk into that financial freedom that you need. If you're looking at where you are right now and looking at where you want to go, what is keeping you from taking care of your responsibilities, starting with yourself first? Most people don't do that, and especially the ladies. I know this. I've lived through this. We take care of everybody else. We make sure that everybody else has everything that they need. And when we do something for ourselves, we tend to feel guilty about it. I know that I feel guilty at times. I think about what I could have done if I had did something different. But now I have learned that because I have the freedom to do certain things, that I am not going to lack anything because I believe that God is going to keep his promise to me. When you're talking about transferring ownership, there's three things that you want to do. The first one is to think about becoming debt-free after you've done the budget. So actually, this would be number two. The first thing you're going to do is the budget. Let me back up. The first thing you're going to do is the budget so you know where the money is. The second thing that you want to do is to become debt-free. You want to pay bills that are due. You want to pay for things that you want. You're going to pay for the services as they come payable. You don't want to owe anyone any money. You want to be debt-free. This, again, is going to take time. If you didn't get into debt in one day, you're not going to get out of debt in one day. You will start to look at the value that you place on things that you purchase, and you will begin to ask yourself some questions. In other words, if you had cash at the time to make a purchase, then you would not be using credit. Cash is king when you want to be debt-free. You will also be looking at the family's needs that are not being met because you don't have enough financial security to take care of them. And it is your responsibility if you are head of the household. If you're a two-family household run by husband and wife, then you need to sit down together and have that hard conversation about what it is that you want to do. Or if you're a blended family and there's siblings living together, sit down again with the family and include the children in the conversation. This is where we make our biggest mistake. We want to protect our children from what is actually going on. If they know what's going on, then they have a better opportunity to learn about money at a young age. They have a better understanding of how things work, that bills have to be paid. They have an understanding of why they can't do certain things because there is not enough money to do that. But we can work as a family to build a nest egg so that we can do all the things that we want to do. And the last thing that I want to share with you is have a written plan. A written plan is absolutely necessary for everyone who is in financial bondage. Use the plan to discover all the things that you have hidden from yourselves and from others, and place the order of importance to what needs to be done and what needs to be taken care of. For example, my grandmother used to always say, "Sugar," and that's what she called me, "if you take care of your rent, some way, somehow, we'll be able to help you with everything else." When you're looking at what you need to take care of your family, you need shelter, you need food, you need water, you need lights. Place your list on the paper and put it in the importance of what you need to take care of your basic needs. Number one, these are the purchases necessary to provide basic requirements such as shelter, food, clothing, medicine, and incidentals. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. 1 Timothy 6 and 8. When we're writing our plans, now that we took care of our needs, then we have to think about our wants. Wants involve choices about the quality of goods that we will use, about the kind of clothes that we wear. Will we wear designer clothes or will we just wear the norm? Are we okay with that? Will we have steak versus hamburger? Will we buy a new car or a used car? These things are things that we must look at, things that we must talk about, and things we must determine to be clear about the quality of life that we want to live. And the last thing we want to think about is our desires. These are choices according to the plan that we have set forth for our families. Are we looking at the things that we want, or are we looking at the things that we need? When you're looking at all of the things I just talked about, your needs, your wants, your desires, do you look at them in a way that is life-changing for you and your family? Do you speak about it in a way that's positive? Do you determine the essentials for your living, for your life, before buying? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I want you to think about tonight. Think about what you need for your family. Pay yourself first. That means putting something in savings, no matter what, how small it is, if it's $5 a week, $5 every 2 weeks, and if you're really good, save that $5 a day. That's about $150 a month. You can make small changes. It's not about having a lot of money. It's about taking the money that you have and putting some away so that you never be in lack. That is the most important foundational way in this year in the black. If you started this week, can't change yesterday, don't know what tomorrow brings, but today, and make up your mind that you're going to put something away every single time you get a payment in. And you're going to save something for those days and those times when you're really going to need it. In my class, I get the awesome opportunity to share everything that I'm sharing with you, with my students. I invite people to come and sit with us through some of our money programs, and they're called Money 101s, and we even do something called Wine, Women, and Wealth. It's all ladies, like a ladies' night out. But we teach about the fundamentals of money, something that nobody ever taught us before. And if you're interested in doing that, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. Serious people only. I do not answer calls when people call me and I don't know who they are. If you're listening to the broadcast, thank you so very much. Thank you folks for stopping by. I see you there. I want you to know how important this is for us to do something different. If you want to see change, then you have to change some things about the way that you're doing things, the way that you're thinking about things. How important are you? I cannot stress this enough. What does it mean to you to have financial freedom? Where will you be at the end of 2020? Where will you be a year from now? Where will you be 5 years from now? Just something for you to think about. I want to thank you again for tuning in to the show tonight. I thank my dear, dear friend Veronica for all of her support through all the years that we've been on this show together. And if you would like to get in touch with me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734, or you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with Veronica at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. We are here to help you. Some wonderful things are coming up in the coming months. We would love for you to be a part of some of those things. And as we move into the last part of the year, we encourage you to be safe, to wear your mask. We encourage you to think about where you are and where you want to be. We thank you so very much for tuning in to the show every week. It has been my awesome pleasure to be with you tonight. I truly miss my co-host, but I'm here to support, and I'm here to let you know that we are here to create economic independence for all who would like to have it. We're a voice for those who will otherwise not be heard. So thank you again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We will be back next week with another exciting episode with some more information that you can share with others. Please invite people to come to the show. Thank you so very much for stopping by today. I did not have an open mic forum today, but thank you for your participation. We really appreciate you. And as we go into the holiday season, be happy and be blessed. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Take care now. Bye-bye.